It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. My name's Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. You can also tweet me your questions and answers this hour on the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It is Friday the 12th of September, and we're taking your questions and answers live today. Starting off from the email, we got a question from Aubrey in Richardson, and Aubrey writes, I'm teaching English to immigrants at a small private school, and we have been working on diagramming sentences this week. Is it possible, or how would I, diagram a sentence with an ellipsis in it? Dot, dot, dot. We'll wait and see if we get an answer on that. If not, we'll just sit there and look at the dots. Let's see, from Clark via anything@kera.org. Clark says, I'm curious to know if anyone knows if Keller Springs Road in far north Dallas is named after an actual spring, or is it just named after a person? If it's named after a spring that's named after a person, we'd want to know that too. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Wes in Roy City says, I've been given several boxes of movies on VHS. They're in good condition, but I don't need them. Is there a charity in the Dallas area that will take VHS movies? And one more from the inbox at anything@kera.org, and this is from Oliver, who wants to know if you can pick pecans off the tree, or do you have to wait until they fall on the ground? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org or tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll start today on the phones with David in Dallas. Hello, David.
Hi, Jeff. Hi. I love your show. Favorite way to start my weekend.
Oh, thanks.
My question is about music in Dallas. I'm looking for a venue that routinely plays house music, you know, not like top 40s kind of music, but just house, traditional house music. If anyone could let me know, I'd be appreciative.
It's a kind of, and describe it for those of us who
not be completely. Yeah, house music is, it's a genre of electronic music that involves taking just beats and putting them together, and it's not necessarily something you would dance to, though you'd probably nod your head to it, but it's just a very pleasant music. It comes in different forms, like disco house, where they take disco synthesizers, mm-hmm. or tribal house. It sounds very like an African kind of tribal beat. So there are different, you know, ways of doing it, but ultimately it's about somebody who's put the music together and plays it for you. So it's one of a kind, never been played before.
All right. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
Right. Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next on the phone to Richard in Dallas. Hello, Richard.
Good afternoon.
Hi there.
I've got a question. This might be a silly question, I don't know, but I just saw a documentary on the Titanic. Mm-hmm. It was an A&E, like it was made in 1995. Of course, the Titanic hit an iceberg and sank 4 days out. I was just curious if the Titanic had been successful, how many days would it have taken to go to England to New York?
Okay, well, somebody's going to know. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
How long did it generally take? Was it like 2 weeks or?
I'm
just curious about that.
Well, it was the first voyage, so I guess they hadn't timed it yet, but I think they had. They had an anticipated length of voyage, so we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Let me tell you, they had a sister ship that was made before the time. It was called the Olympic, and they had successfully gone from England to New York.
Right. Okay, well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Let's see. Oh, and there's that Twitter thing. At Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Just send me a tweet. Let's see, Jan emailed us at anything@kera.org. I have some old clothes that have holes and are not suitable for donation to the Goodwill store. Is there a way to recycle these items without just putting them in the garbage bin? I think there must be a place that could use these things. I think we've had the question about rag recycling before, because I know they get reused for like rags for maintenance or oil work or things like that. So somebody will remember, and somebody will remember where to do that. And I'll print it out this time and put it in this definitive folder over here that I'm starting to remember to bring in. Let's see. Christine Fort Worth says, hey, that caller last week was asking about the overpass on I-30 in West Fort Worth. We did find out that last week that they're building a development there, but Christy tells us it's called Walsh Ranch. This is from Steve, who wants to know if there's a projection for when the expansion of 635 in North Dallas will reach its capacity. Let's see. So I don't think he's asking when it's going to be done, but when it will be, when's it anticipated to be done and then gridlocked. So we'll see if we get an answer on that. And this is from Sarah, who has emailed anything at kera.org. We live in a townhome in Frisco. We're trying to locate someone who installs full house fans, she says. She says, I lived in Atlanta for several years, and these are common there. I'm not talking about attic vents or whirly birds that vent attics, but instead the louvered fans that are about 2 by 3 feet, typically located in the ceiling between the joists in a second floor hallway. They pull air out of the home and are often used with double hung windows to vent the home. You open the top of the window 3 or 4 inches, the fan draws air through the house and into the attic. Here, I think we've called them attic fans, which is confusing because an attic fan, I think, would be, at least, you know, growing up, I heard it called an attic fan. But we'll see if somebody does those when you call 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Tricia calling from Dallas. Hello, Tricia.
Hi.
Hey there.
I have an answer for the guy that wants to find house music in Dallas.
Okay.
You can go to It'll Do Club. They have house music all the time. And Sandaga 813 is another place in Dallas that has house music.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks. Bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Dirk calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Dirk.
Hi. Hi. Well, the girl before me just answered the question. Also, without a doubt, the It'll Do Club has the best house music in this region.
Very good. Down. All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Phone lines open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see, we got a tweet from Jamie, who wants to know, is there a sociological or anthropological reason why high school girls tend to have very big, loopy handwriting? Does anybody know why? Although, does your handwriting change? Or is it just, I don't think you're, I mean, mine just gets worse every year. And I don't know if I could, I should go and see if I can find something I wrote in high school to see if, anyway, that's a question. Call us if you have an answer. 800-933-5372. Let's see. House music venues via email from Jack. Jack also says It'll Do and the Lizard Lounge in Dallas. Let's see. We have an answer on the pecans. This is from someone who says you can pick them off the tree once the husks start to open. He says, but you'll want to wear rubber gloves separating the nut from the husks, as the fresh husks will stain your hands a nicotine yellow that will take weeks to go away. So there is that suggestion. We had a question from Joe asking, why don't news outlets talk about the ozone levels as pollution as much anymore? Well, I think it's just because we had a pretty mild summer. I remember one or two, maybe two ozone alert days this summer. I just don't remember hearing it very much. And I think that's probably why. I mean, certainly we would report it on our, you know, weather and the newscasts and stuff. But and then there actually has been news about the ozone layer recently. When I first saw this question, I thought that's what we were talking about, thickening. So it doesn't mean go out and, you know, just start using out-of-date crazy hairspray all over again or whatever. But that there was one ray of light in the climatological news that I saw recently. So 800-933-5372 is where we find Adrian calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Adrian.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
First time listener. Actually like to.
Oh, cool.
Free stuff.
Thanks for joining us.
Calling about the VHS. Mm-hmm. Me and my wife go to CD Warehouse often, and there's one in North Richmond Hill. I'm not sure about the other one, but they accept VHS.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Let's see. Up next on the email, more about 635. This is from Julian Irving, who says, I'm curious about the streetlights on 635. She writes, I take 121 to 635, home to Irving from Bedford, and the lights when you get on 635 are never on at night. At first, Julie writes, I thought it had something to do with construction, but it's been like that for a long time. Does anyone know why the lights aren't on? And then this came in to anything at KERA.org from Sue, who says, we live in the Sherman area and are looking for trustworthy tractor repair in Grayson County. So we could see if we could get a couple of suggestions on that. Trustworthy tractor repair in Grayson County. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. And, of course, the Twitter, always open, as well as the email, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. This is emailed to us from Winston in Plano, who wants to know, is there a class in the Plano area that teaches English, English as a second language, to Chinese immigrants? Does anybody know about ESL classes for Chinese speakers in Plano? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org or send a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Adam emailed with an answer for the VHS tapes question. And Adam says the local Goodwill and other thrift stores in Tyler will sell or accept and sell VHS tapes. So Dallas area Goodwills probably take them also. So those Goodwill, those VHS tapes could be donated to the Goodwill, and there you go. Daryl emails us and says, I have some half-inch drywall pieces that are large enough for people to practice measuring and cutting drywall and to attaching to structure. Is there any place in the South Fort Worth area where I could donate it, possibly for student practice? It's half-inch drywall, so he says, and they're large enough for people to practice installing. Does anybody know where to donate it? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. And here's one more addendum to the It'll Do Club thread from Brad, who says, the It'll Do Club has become an international destination for the world's best house DJs. And this is from Brad. Resident DJ Red Eye should be counted among them. Brad says he's amazing. So there you go. It's anything you ever wanted to know right here on KERA. We share Dallas with the It'll Do Club as a destination for, not for house DJs, but for you and your ears and your questions and answers this hour. Call us at 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Our email address, anything at kera.org. And you can tweet me as well on Twitter with your questions and answers. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk next at 800-933-5372 to Lauren in Dallas. Hello, Lauren.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey there.
First-time listener. Thanks for the show.
Oh, thanks for calling.
I have a question. I'm on a business trip from Montreal, Canada, mm-hmm. and I am passionate about vintage bicycle, road racers, Camargo, Pinarello, the one that were used back in the days, 70s, 80s, and I'm looking for a vintage collector store or bike store where I'd be able to find some of these nice bicycles in the Dallas area.
Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you.
Super. Thank All you.
Right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Rama in Frisco. Hello, Rama.
Hey, Jeff.
Hi there.
How are you?
Doing
Long
well.
Listener.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for calling.
All right. I have an answer for the Chinese ESL question.
Okay.
In Jasper High School, every Sunday, there's a Huan Sing Academy, teaches English, Chinese, and various subjects. Maybe the Chinese, and it's taught by most of them are Chinese.
Okay.
So they could take help from there.
And it's on Saturdays, you said?
Sundays.
Sundays. And tell us one more time where it is?
In Jasper High School in Plano.
Okay.
At Archer Drive,
Very
near
good.
Ohio.
Very good. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Alan in Dallas. Hello, Alan. Alan, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hey there. Hey. Go right ahead.
How's it going, Jeff? Yeah, my name is Alan. I play in a Texas country band based out of Dallas, and we're trying to find a venue to host our CD release party. If possible, we'd like to host around 300 plus, maybe. Yeah, if anybody could just maybe shoot some venues at me.
Are you guys playing? Are you guys playing at venues already here in the Dallas region?
We play all over Texas. Uh-huh. Gone out a little further out to the nearby states, but just mostly Texas. We play Dallas maybe 3 or 4 times a year, but we just want to host our CD release party here. This is where our main crowd is at, so that'll.
Well, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you, I guess.
Cool. Thank you very much. The name of the band is Chad McBride and the Drifters, and I appreciate it.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye. I mean, my first thought would be maybe the place that you typically play. Maybe they can host it there, but we'll see if there's some suggestions for you. 800-933-5372. Let's see. Up next on the phone is Audrine in Mansfield. Hello, Audrine.
Hello.
Hi there.
What a cool show.
Oh, thanks.
I live south of Mansfield, and currently there is a road called Heritage Parkway, and it ends at 287. In the distance, you can see that they're trying to complete it all the way over to 360. Does anyone know a completion date for Heritage Parkway over to 360?
All right. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email should be open. Anything at kera.org, but I'm getting a cannot get mail server issue on my iPad here. So I'm not getting any emails right now, but we'll see if we can get establish a workaround. Maybe we'll have to print some out or something. But there are phone lines open, 800-933-5372. Up next is Kevin calling from Dallas. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey
how
there.
Are you?
Doing well.
For the man looking to collect vintage bicycles, there's a neat little vintage bicycle shop in the Bishop Arts District, just kind of up the street from Hattie. And then for the fellow who's looking for the CD release party, Good Records, which is a great little record store down on Lower Greenville, has just opened up a new place called OTR, or Off the Record, in Deep Ellum. And it is a record shop that has a craft beer bar, and it would be kind of ideal for a fun event like that.
Hmm. All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next on the phone to Bob in Dallas. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Bicycle Inc. Bicycles Inc., like Incorporated, over in Hearst, has quite a collection of bikes, old bikes in their shop.
Very good. Hey, Bob, thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
Line's open, 800-933-5372. We're working on getting emails, but you can email us at anything at kera.org. You can also send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We got this from Teja via anything at kera.org. Where can I find sorghum and millet in bulk in Dallas? I think there, if you're looking inside Dallas, you might check with Trinity Haymarket, which is a feed store down in the Design District. That's one place. I don't know if they stock sorghum and millet, but that's a possibility. And we'll see if we get some other answers for you as well. 800-933-5372. This might be a related question from Nisha in Dallas. Hello, Nisha.
Hi.
Hey there.
This is Nisha.
Yes, go right ahead.
And I'm looking in bulk millet and sorghum in Dallas.
I think maybe I just read your email. So the one answer that I had for you is possibly if you're looking in the Dallas, inside Dallas, mm-hmm. there's a place called Trinity Haymarket, which is in the Design District. I'm sorry?
What is the name? Haymarket?
Trinity Haymarket.
Trinity
In the Design District. And then there's there's a place called Southland Farm Store as well over on Maple. And it's near Maple and Inwood, if you're in that area. And if you're north of the city, there's a mm-hmm. feed store in Garland called Roach Feed and Seed. And they may have that too.
What is the name? Roach?
Roach. R-O-A-C-H. Roach Feed
R-O-A-C-H.
And Seed.
R-O-A-C-H. Roach.
Yeah. So those are the feed stores that are the closest to Dallas that I know of. But we'll see if we get some other answers for you as well.
Thank you so much. I think you also send the email back with the reply, right?
No, we just do it on the show.
Okay.
So you have to listen, unfortunately. If we responded to everybody's question via email, this is all we'd do all week.
Yeah.
So
we
do it in an hour on the radio.
All okay,
right. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. Cody says, the person wondering about 635, when it will outlast its capacity or when it will reach capacity. Cody says the project has a 50-year design life, so they'll be redoing the highway again in about 50 years. 800-933-5372. Up next is Alicia in Irving. Hello, Alicia.
Hi, how
hey
are
there.
You?
Doing well.
Awesome. My question is, are there any children under the age of 12, fixer up handyman type classes? I know Home Depot and Lowe's have like the wood shop kind of thing, but I'm really looking for more like learning how to fix things and build larger items.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get a suggestion for you.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks for calling. Let's see. Marilyn tweeted me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And says, the Goodwill in the Northeast Dallas area took VHS tapes last year, but no longer does. Marilyn suggests that if you're going to donate VHS tapes, it may vary by location, so it's a good idea to call first. Let's see. Ashley says the Titanic left on April 10th, 1912, and was scheduled to arrive on the 17th. So I guess 7 days. I found something that said that they were hoping that they thought the journey would take about 137 hours, and that's a little less than 6 days. But let's see. Ashley says it was scheduled to arrive on the 17th. So there you go. 800-933-5372. Up next is Ruth in Rockwall. Hello, Ruth.
Hello.
Hey there.
I just have a question. Is there a place or a private instructor that teaches harp lessons in the DFW area?
You're looking for harp lessons for kids or for adults or for anyone?
For adults.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. Jessica in Dallas says, for the guy looking for a venue for his Texas country band, Hat Tricks in Louisville and Rockin' Rodeo in Denton are two very supportive venues for up-and-coming Texas country bands. Jessica says you should reach out to the managers in person or via Facebook. So Hat Tricks in Louisville and Rock and Rodeo in Denton are two suggestions. Let's see. Rob in Farmers Branch says, during the ongoing resurfacing of 635 between Freeport Parkway to Bush Turnpike, I've noticed that the roadway has alternating sections of blacktop and then concrete. Does anyone know why there aren't contiguous sections instead of this alternating surface type? Well, someone's bound to know. And hopefully call us 800-933-5372 or email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Up next, we have Carly calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Carly.
Hi, Jeff. Whenever I drive through Fort Worth, on about 90% of the red lights, you know, stops that come through, there's cameras mounted on top of those poles there. They're about on 3-foot poles, and they're cameras, and they're aimed directly at my car. I was wondering what the purpose of those cameras were. Now, I feel like I'm being spied upon whenever I drive around Fort Worth. But what are the purpose of those cameras?
Now, are they on the actual light poles themselves, or are they on the side of the road?
You know how the red lights have poles that run across the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're mounted right above the red light.
Those are probably for emergency vehicles.
You think so?
Yeah, I think those aren't actually aimed at red light runners. The red light runner cameras are usually on the side, right?
So right, they're separate.
Yeah, so those are actually part of the system that I believe, from what we've learned on the show before, can communicate with emergency vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
It's an override receiver, and when the emergency vehicle's coming, it's broadcasting this override signal, and it will turn the light green for the emergency vehicle.
Well, it's not on every red light, I noticed. It seems like
right.
In the wealthier parts of town, you don't see them.
Well, it might also be a traffic control monitoring device to monitor, you know, the flow of traffic, because you see those cameras all the time on the highway. And
mm-hmm.
those are there to you know, when you see those signs on the freeway that say, you know, I guess if you're traveling, you know, east on I-30 and it says from here to 820, it'll take 8 to 11 minutes or something
right.
like that. Well, there's actually a traffic control engineer who's monitoring the traffic flow, and they're looking at when a car passes point A, and then they're timing it and seeing when the car passes point B, and that's how they're determining that, is through that kind of monitoring. So, you know, I think, you know, there are definitely cameras pointed at the roads in Dallas-Fort Worth. They're not,
right.
you know, they're not necessarily red light or ticketing cameras, but they're definitely cameras. So it's probably one or the other of those. The only other thing I can think of that might be on a stoplight, sometimes there's a little camera-looking light fixture that shines a white light in one direction or the other, and that's so that a police officer can sit away from the intersection and can see when the light has changed and then see if any car is running through it. And
okay.
you'll see those a couple places too. And they're for, you know, they're for law enforcement.
So they're not monitoring people or your driving or your license plate or stuff like that, is that right?
I mean, not that I know of, but you know, they are using monitoring, live real-time monitoring to determine traffic flow. And so that's based on identification of vehicles. And, you know, it's something that we want to know. We want to know how long is it going to take us to get to the next major highway. Or we want emergency vehicles to be able to get through intersections safely and respond
right.
when we need them. So that's probably what those are. And we'll see if somebody has. And by the way, just to let everybody know, I learned all this stuff. from a great Steve Blow column from back in 2008.
Okay.
And I've just been, while I was talking to you and kind of remembering, I thumbed through my little folder here, which I remembered to bring in today, and I found this article called A Lesson in Stoplight Doodads from June 27th, 2008 in the Dallas Morning News. And he's got a photo, and he's got, you know, he's got lots of descriptions. So you might check that out, too.
I feel a lot better then.
Good. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. Up next on the email, we got an answer from, this is from Pam, who says, on that CD release, Gillies has a smaller room that's available for rent. Pam says it is smaller and would easily hold 300 people. So there's that. Let's see. Derek says, for info on house music or any EDM, I think that means electronic dance music. But then it would be electronic dance music, music, EDM music, right? For this area, there's a website and a print version of a magazine called Glow Magazine. And the website is glow-texas.com. 800-933-5372. I think we have time maybe for one more question before we take a break. Let's talk to David in Fort Worth. Hello, David.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, doing well.
Say, I have a 1960s model cabinet stereo AM/FM,
mm-hmm.
and everything works on it, but the sound doesn't come out. And it's, you know, it's one of those old tube things.
Right.
And I'm looking for some place I could take my tubes and test them to see which one is actually not working. And I found places on the internet where I could buy tubes, but I don't know which ones aren't, because they're not the old glass kind. Some of them are, but some of them are encased in metal, and I can't see whether they're glowing or not. Is there any place I can, in the Metroplex, I can find to just test those things?
All right. Well, you've asked. We'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. And working well now, by the way. I think maybe there was some kind of, maybe there was some problem on my device end, possibly, not being able to get emails or tweets. But I'm getting your emails now, and I'm getting your tweets at Jeff Whittington on Twitter or via anything at kera.org on the old-fashioned email style. Or you can pick up the phone and call us at 800-933-5372. Either way, stay with us because we'll be back in a couple of minutes. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. And up next, calling from Red Oak is Robert. Hello, Robert.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well.
Great. I love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I was just wondering, I used to listen to this show. It's called Smooth Jazz, Sunday Morning Smooth Jazz, and I was wondering if anybody could tell me where it went off to, or did it go off, or, you know, where I can find it again.
So sure.
Give me a,
sure. Which station was it on?
I think it was 107 KVIL.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Abhijit. Hello, Abhijit in Plano.
Hi, this is Abhijit from Plano. Jeff, great show. Thanks for hosting.
You bet.
I have an answer for the lady who was asking about harp lessons.
Yeah.
There's a music, Suzuki Music Institute of Dallas, located on Midway and just north of Spring Valley, and I guess not Dallas, if you'd call it that. They have a full strings program, violin, violas, etc. They also have piano, and harp is actually one of their instruments that they teach out there.
Wow.
My daughter has been going there for quite a few years. Learned the piano. I like that school very much. The teachers are great. I think that lady should check it out.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Sure. And just one additional thing.
Yeah.
The website address, in case she needs it, is www.suzukidallas.org.
Great. Hey, thanks very much.
Sure. Bye.
Let's see. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Linda in McKinney. Hello, Linda.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hi. I just had an answer for the lady looking for the millet in bulk. Sprouts, your local Sprouts, you can actually purchase your grain in bulk. You can just talk to the manager.
So you said, I'm sorry, we're having a little trouble hearing you, so, but let me just, I think you said Sprouts Grocery?
Yes, the Sprouts Grocery Store.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you. And I have another answer. The person looking for the vintage radio, get some stuff. There's a store in the Euless Bedford area called Dallas Vintage Audio, and the guys there can help you out. They also fix some other vintage audio equipment, so they may be able to help out.
Great. Hey, thanks for calling.
No problem. Right.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Susanna in Keller. Hello, Susanna.
Hi.
Hi there.
I have an answer about the sorghum and millet question.
Yeah.
I'm in an organic produce co-op, which also has dry goods that they sell in bulk. And this co-op has numerous pickup locations all over the Metroplex. And it's called Your Health Source. And it could be... you could contact the co-op, Monica Brown, at www.yourhealthsource.org.
Okay.
And we pick up our produce and whatever other organic or special orders every 2 weeks. They also have a, you know, you can order a trial share to see how you like it. If anybody does follow through with this, they could tell the host or Monica Brown that Susanna from Keller referred them.
Okay, so it's called yourhealthsource.org.
That's correct.
Great. Hey, Susanna, thanks so much for calling.
All right, thank you.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see, on the food thread... Sharath says, where can I donate leftover perishable food in Dallas? Our company caters on average once a week, and oftentimes we have food left over that sits in the office refrigerator for 2 or 3 days before it gets thrown away. Does anybody know a place to donate that food? Let's see. This is from Jason, who says, for the gentleman with the... console stereo, look on Craigslist for a vintage stereo repair guy or post a wanted Craigslist post. Jason says, a lot of us vintage stereo hobbyists look on Craigslist and will have the knowledge to fix his unit. So there's that. Thanks, Jason. Let's see. This is from Juan, who would like to know what's up with the grooves in the middle of the roads on 635, mostly when going from Walnut Hill to Ferguson on 635. One says, I noticed it makes my car swerve a bit when passing over the road. Is it unfinished pavement or does it have some other purpose? I think that grooved pavement is part of the design for traction, but obviously it takes a little bit more attention to drive on. Let's see. On the 635 question, Paul said that the life of a highway is the 50-year design life of a highway refers to its physical structure, not the traffic capacity. It's Paul in Dallas who sent us that. So while the physical structure may last for 50 years, the highway that, you know, the new highway that just opens may get filled to capacity much, much sooner. So still kind of waiting on an answer for that. And let's see, this is from Tim, who wants to know what is being built at the southwest corner of 121 and 75. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Janie in Denton, who wins the Patient Caller of the Week Award. Hey, Janie.
Hi there. My name is Janie Heathner, and I have an answer about the harp lesson. Mm-hmm. I happen to be the harp teacher at the University of North Texas.
Oh.
And we have lots. I teach privately, and I also have lots of harp majors who teach lessons. And we have constant harp events, so not only for lessons, but also just for hearing, recitals and performance. We have a harp ensemble called the Harp Beats. I'd love for them to get in touch with me. I'm happy to either put them in touch with other harpists or have them come and study with me.
Great. You know, let me put you on hold, and we'll get your contact info off the air, your personal contact info. But then I'm assuming that anyone interested can just contact the music department at University of North Texas also.
Absolutely. Okay. Our website is music.unt.edu.
Great.
And so, yes.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's talk next to Shannon in Arlington. Hello, Shannon.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi there.
I just was wondering, I'd heard a story somewhere that companies were hiring people to put dash cams in their car to collect our license plates for various reasons. I think one of the reasons might be for people that are looking to repo cars. And so I wanted to know if that was accurate and legal. And then I had another question. I'm looking for a student filmmaker to help me with a documentary, and I don't really know where to start. I've tried some meetup groups, and that didn't really pan out very well.
Well, you're in Arlington, and UTA has, a film, I think they have a film major that they offer there at UTA. So you might check there, because they're actually pretty active with students out there.
Just and, go bang on the door. And
yeah, or just look online. I know that he won't mind me mentioning his name, but Bart Weiss, who is a producer and filmmaker here in town, who we've worked with a lot at KERA. He's a professor at UTA and teaches film. So you might just try to get in touch with Bart at
That's
UTA.
Great.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for calling. We'll see if we get an answer for your other question or another answer on the student film maker question as well.
That's terrific. Thanks
right.
so much.
Line open, 800-933-5372. That's where we find Ken in Fort Worth. Hello, Ken.
Hello.
Hi there.
I got an answer about those cameras at some of those intersections.
Yeah.
They're starting to phase out what used to be the inductive coils that they used to detect traffic. Now with the advent of software and more powerful processors, they can use cameras to detect whether or not a car is present at the intersection or not and interrupt traffic flow to the perpendicular lanes of traffic to allow the traffic to go through. The problem with the inductive coils is that through the rain and the freeze-thaw cycle, those coils frequently malfunction. Mm-hmm. This was explained to me a number of years ago by the traffic engineers in Flower Mound. So that's one of the uses of those cameras.
And I'm always curious, will they see me on my bike? Because the magnetic coils don't work very well with your bicycle or even a motorcycle for that matter.
Yes, I've had that experience as well. And the cameras initially when they came out didn't detect small vehicles very well. But the advent of new software and improved processor capabilities has probably increased that. Now, I just wish they could link them all up and make the traffic flow smoother rather than we have to stop at every light.
Well, Ken, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Let's get one more on this from Justin in Fort Worth. Hello, Justin.
Hey, Jeff. Hey. Thanks.
You bet.
Ken actually just answered almost exactly the same thing that I was calling about. I was thinking that those cameras were replacing the sensors in the streets. Also, I wanted to mention, I think the things that the emergency responders use that you mentioned are those little black cylinders, the little black cap-looking thing.
Right.
Instead of the camera. So there was that. Also, another quick road-related question. I've been seeing these other things come up that are like metal scaffolding with these white blank rectangular panels that seem to be centered over the lanes like you would see on a toll road, but not on toll roads, on like service roads and regular roads, especially even around construction. So I was wondering if anyone knew what those were. I'm thinking maybe some kind of traffic flow monitoring so they can get a good feel for how many cars are using a roadway or something like that, but I don't know.
All right, well, we'll see if we get an answer on that for you. We're running out of time today, but maybe for next week's show.
Sure, thanks.
Right. Thanks for calling. Let's see, up next, time for a couple more calls at 800-933-5372. And let's talk to John in Farmersville. Hello, John.
Hello.
Hey there.
Well, I've been depositing checks online now, and I don't know what to do with them after you deposit them. And also, I'm just wondering, you know, they don't mail the checks back anymore. What happens to all our paper checks now?
Well, I think they get scanned, and I would assume they get shredded. And
well, that's what I mean. I don't
know. And that's probably what, I mean, so you're getting paper checks, but you're doing that whole where you photograph them and deposit them electronically, and you just want to know what you should do with that check. I mean, I guess you can... If it was me, I would save it till I made sure it hit my account, and then I'd probably shred it. But
credit.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the best bet for that kind of stuff anyway, unless it's important financial information like income information that you might need to save to prove your income, and then you want to save that for, you know, tax filing time or tax filing purposes. But an accountant would be able to give you better advice on that. But that's just, you know, that's what I would do.
Well, I was just concerned that, you know, I might accidentally deposit it twice because I've got the checks.
I'll bet they've thought of that. I bet they've
well, I did too. But
they've probably thought about the whole
thing. I don't know. I just thought that there should be a procedure, and I hadn't seen it.
I would think that the issuing bank, once that routing number and that check number and that account number have been, you know, has been credited, it's been paid, then it probably won't work again. That combination of numbers probably won't work again for that payment. So that is a good question, and somebody, I'm sure somebody has thought about this, and someone can give us a better answer on that, and maybe for next week's show.
All right.
Hey, thanks for calling, John.
Sure.
All right. Let's see. We can squeeze in at least one more call. Let's talk to Crystal in Dallas. Hello, Crystal.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well.
Hello.
Yes. Go right ahead.
Okay. So, I have an answer to the question about where to donate perishable food.
Okay.
One of the things that I used to do, was we would take our food to, like, the local fire station and give it to the firefighters, especially at night, you know what I mean, get hungry and whatnot. So that was one of the things that when I was in my Masonic youth group that we would do after large events when we had leftover food.
Great suggestion. Thanks very much, Crystal.
Okay, thank you.
Let's see. Let's talk to Susie calling from Dallas. Hello, Susie.
Hello.
Hey there.
Jeff. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I know of a church that offers English as a second language, not only to Chinese immigrants, but to other adults who don't speak English as a second language. It's Messiah Lutheran Church in Plano. They had asked about Plano.
Very good.
1801 West Plano Parkway on Monday evening, 7 o'clock.
Hey, Susie, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Let's see. Answers in the inbox real quick. Let's see. This is from Monica, who says Hope's Door in Plano would accept VHS tapes, and it's a domestic violence shelter. Oh, and there's another one here too. Genesis Shelter in Dallas would probably accept VHS tapes for donation. Well, that's anything you ever wanted to know, folks. Today, produced by Lindsay Connect. Thanks, Lindsay. Engineered by Shelley Canavy. Thank you, Shelley. And your phone calls were patiently answered by Fiona Norton. Thank you very much, Fiona. And of course, Christine McConnell produces and posts the podcast. Thanks very much, Christine, as well. And you can find that podcast, last 10 hours of show or so, totally downloadable, absolutely free. Just go to katyari.org/anything. And of course, you can email your questions and answers over the weekend, comments and suggestions as well, to anything@katyari.org. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. You'll find me on Twitter, where I will occasionally issue a tweet or two. My handle, you probably heard me say it, @JeffWhittington. And thanks so much for listening, for writing and calling in. Thanks for spending the hour with us and starting your weekend off with KERA and the Anything crew. Have a great weekend.